The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
State Representative Gary Leaf joining us. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Always a pleasure.
So, getting ready for the session of the Oregon State Legislature, starting in a few days. First of all, at the front end, I understand that things have gotten backed up just a bit.
Yeah, very, very backed up. You know, it's really hard to understand that we have so many real challenges in Oregon. First and foremost is the medical challenges caused by COVID, but not far behind it is the economic devastation being felt by our small businesses. This pandemic has also shown the weakness of our state support systems, like unemployment system and DMV, and our education system. And so I'm hoping that moderate voices can prevail in this session and we begin to start really dealing with the real structural issues that we face by our state.
Now, originally, the session was slated to open on Tuesday, but that has been pushed back a bit, I guess.
Yeah, really, simply put, we've got violence, you know, in D.C. We got violence in, you know, that's happened in the Capitol. And so really all the violence needs to end. The events at the U.S. Capitol were really unfortunate, as were the events in the state capitol, and frankly, the events in downtown Portland. So rioting does nothing to restore our economy or deal with the pandemic. So we really got to return to a civil discourse and allow the legislative process to begin.
Now, I know a lot of things are going to be on the plate for this session. I mean, you've got the COVID-19 situation. You've got also its impact on state coffers because businesses have been hurting for the last several months.
You know, we take in about $30 billion a year in the general fund, and I think we're going to be down about $8 billion. So it's going to be really difficult to try and figure out, you know, what we can fund and what we can't fund.
And what are you hearing so far? I mean, does the governor and legislative leadership, have they got a priority list, or is that something that's still being worked on?
Oh, no, they have a priority list. You know, they're talking about closing four prisons, which will have a huge economic downturn effect, especially on the southern Oregon coast where we have two prisons. And, their economic agenda is to really raise taxes on a lot of the businesses. You know, like unemployment tax is going to double or triple. And, you know, these people have been without jobs and without being able to have their businesses open. And that's just not fair right now.
And what, on the Republican side, what are you hoping to accomplish? You still have the situation with the Democrats in charge of both chambers and the governor's office.
You know, that's to be determined. I have an expanded role this year with the addition of me being on full Ways and Means. And that is a huge responsibility, and I'm really honored. Unfortunately, the speaker put me on six different committees, which I'm really honored. I got to tell you, I just don't know that I'm going to have time to breathe. But I'm also the vice chair of two committees right now on general government, and I'm vice chair on the human resources, which oversees DHS and children's services, foster care, you know, et cetera. And as a state, we clearly are facing a lot of challenges. So I expect this to be a really full session, but I'll tell you, Kyle, my biggest concern is that it appears both the governor and the leadership are not making plans for public input in this session. And I hope we can find a way to restore the voice of the people in our legislative process.
Now, I understand that the session structure at this point is going to be in person at the Capitol on a limited basis, but most of the session essentially virtual.
all of the session is virtual until we hit sometime in April. So our committee meetings will all be virtual, but we have to go up every Monday, and in order for bills to be introduced, they have to be introduced on the floor. Once they're read for first reading, then they're sent to committee. So we go up and totally closed capital. They introduce the bills, and then the speaker sends them to committee, and then we go home, and then we do all of our sessions basically at home on a computer.
And a lot of people have not been happy with that in terms of the public input piece. How do you work with that with the state restrictions on the Capitol being closed because of the pandemic?
I'm not happy with that, but you know, we're working with you know, through the legislative process to make sure that you know, we can secure as many vaccinations as we possibly can. I've been working with the education department and the superintendent of Roseburg Schools trying to get vaccinations for our teachers, because our schools open up on the 25th, and they're really worried. So the governor's promised that we'll have all of those vaccinations out by the 30th. So as those vaccinations roll out, we're hopeful that they'll open up the legislative process to the public.
What is your, is there one particular thing that you're maybe working on personally that you would like to see get through in this session?
Oh my gosh, I have, I think I have the best bill I've ever put forward. I have about 25 bills this session. But I have a CTE K-14. It's like a STEAM program where the easiest way to explain this is it's a seamless program from junior high all the way to our community colleges to get to these CTE programs. And this bill will establish state guidelines that the progression from secondary to post-secondary will be seamless, transparent, and easy to navigate. The bill will identify an oversight group to recommend steps to eliminate the problems that we have right now. And the goal is to replace the current project, the process of the K-12 CTE program to seamlessly into the community colleges. I think it's going to be the best bill I ever introduce.
And what is your hopes for getting through with the Democrats in charge? Sometimes the Republicans have felt like it's hard to get any of their bills through.
So I have really good bipartisan support right now. I've not hit one roadblock. I've talked with the OEA. I've talked with several of the other teacher groups. Some of them won't be, they don't really help with the process, but they don't see any roadblocks with this. I've talked with some of the legislators who are super excited about it. So I suspect once it has to be read on the floor, first reading, once we get that, I'll get a lot of signatures on that. And the other one is my CASA bill. We've got to help fund CASA, which has been decimated right now. We're going to have a huge influx of foster kids coming through the process.
All right, State Representative Gary Leaf getting ready for the session. Gary, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, Kyle, always a pleasure. Have a great day.
840, News Radio 1240, KQEN.